As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, ready?
Green 18! Green 18! Davante Adams streaks down the middle and Aaron Rodgers puts it right in his hands!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is going to be a double pass. They throw it, complete it, throw it back to Richardson. It's going to be intercepted!
I executed the play call. Made a good play.
Bates kicks it, and it's covered by Hollins. Oh!
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Still to come. Latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and we're entering that part of the year. That part of the year that we've never entered before, which is week 16 in the NFL. Kicks off on Thursday night, just up the road, Chargers and Broncos. Pretty big football game, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. For sure.
Okay.
A monster.
Then the next night, Indiana at Notre Dame for the first ever college football playoff game in a 12-team field.
That's Friday, huh?
Is Friday night. Awesome. Then Saturday is a triple header of college football playoff games. The rest will play one another.
Wow. Oof.
Okay, Clemson and Texas, SMU, Penn State, Tennessee, the Ohio State is Saturday. Oof. And also on Saturday in the National Football League in week 16, you've got Kansas City taking on Houston and Baltimore taking on Pittsburgh, because those two games have to go down. So they have the requisite amount of short week time to play Wednesday on Netflix for Christmas. So Thursday, week 16 kick. Friday, college football playoff game, Indiana at Notre Dame. Saturday is a triple header of the other college football playoff games and a double header in the National Football League, leading into the week 16 Sunday slate, which leads to a Monday night game.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's between New Orleans and Green Bay. And then, what's on Tuesday? What are we doing Tuesday night? What are we going to do? Is there a most wonderful time of the year type bowl game that's on that Tuesday night?
Most wonderful time.
Because sure. There's got to be,
the
right?
Hallmark Bowl.
Because Wednesday comes the Christmas Day doubleheader on Netflix.
The Hallmark
Bowl. And then Thursday is Thursday night football. We're in it, guys and ladies. This is it. Like, we've never seen anything like this. It starts in 2 days. 3 days.
And I'm jumping the gun. Those Saturday games, Rich, are staggered, you know? So SMU Penn State is at 9 a.m.
Well, give the Eastern time.
Sorry.
Yeah.
At noon Eastern.
Yes.
Then the first NFL game Saturday is at 1.
Okay.
Eastern. Then Clemson, Texas is at 4 Eastern, and then the NFL game is at 4:30 Eastern, and then the nightcap
is
Tennessee, Ohio State at 8 Eastern.
I mean, football Saturday.
I mean, what do? We say goodbye to your loved ones? Is that what you do?
I heard somebody else talk about this. This is a big stretch for, like, don't get divorced. Like the amount of
holiday seasons are stressful enough.
I know,
right?
That's what I mean. And then the NFL and football and college playoff and these games that really matter. Like, you could really just check out on your whole family and get divorced in like 2 weeks. Don't do it, guys.
In other words, TJ and Mike, you guys have the advantage here.
We're good, right?
You got the advantage. You can do whatever you want to do.
Oh, and I'm traveling. Oh my goodness.
Where are you traveling?
It's stressful.
Are you traveling? Oh, you're traveling too, huh?
We're traveling for the next week.
Huh. Oh my gosh.
Oh, crazy.
It's gonna be great. Can't wait.
Saturday, that's insane.
Oh, I'm going to a state with legal gambling. Oh my god.
Oh god. Brockman.
This guy.
I can't wait.
Now I don't even want to know anymore. Now I don't even want to know anymore.
Bets. I'm thinking a parlay on Saturday. Baby. Let's roll it. The whole day.
Okay. Taking bathroom breaks to put bets in.
So we're getting. Is that right? Come on. You don't have to sneak. Sarah knows what you're up to.
Yeah, but I don't want to be on my phone or, you know what I mean? I don't want to be when we're out. So I'm just going to be like, oh, got to go to the bathroom again. Sorry.
Come on, man.
Take up a stall and sit.
I think I just gave away my plan.
Chris, just be straight up and say, I'm a degenerate. I am who I am. And Sarah knows who you are anyway.
Sorry, I'm responsible. Gamble responsible, everyone.
Yes.
The Overreaction Monday pod is out. Check it out. It's already got almost 50,000 views YouTube channel, which we say thank you to anybody that checks us out on our YouTube channel. And you can listen to it. Susie and Amy are going to have Jamie Erdahl in as they record What the Football here when we're done. Every year, there's a team that can win it all that everybody goes up and down on. I wonder if the Ravens are that team right now. They destroy the New York Giants. They broke them off in two. The Giants are dealing with all sorts of problems in the air right now. And I'm not talking about their passing attack. I'm talking about drones in New Jersey.
It's crazy, Rich.
I'm talking about
crazy
airplanes that are dragging around signs to drag the coach and the general manager so the owners can see it, you know, as they're watching the Giants get absolutely destroyed by Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Ravens coming off a bye.
Oh, God.
And the Giants are having paper bags on the heads of their fan bases as the Ravens have Lamar and everybody else. And ever since cutting Daniel Jones, it's just been one unkind cut after all, going from Tommy Cutlets back to, you know, Drew Locke, back to Tommy Cutlets. Then Tim Boyle gets in the game. I mean, Tim Boyle's out there. By the way, let me just say this out here. Let me just say this out here. We'll talk Ravens later on. I'm now on a jag.
Uh-oh. Is this a Phil Mary jag?
No, I'm saying MetLife can't quit Tim Boyle.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Just think about it. He's now played a Black Friday game for the Jets, throwing a Phil Mary, and then he comes in with a mop for the 2-win Giants. By the way, it's just crazy how MetLife can't quit Tim Boyle, and Tim Boyle can't quit MetLife. And the G-men, you know, their fans were in Madison Square Garden last week chanting for Shedeur Sanders, who was in New York City for the Heisman Trophy, which Travis Hunter rightfully won, with all due respect to Ashton Jeanty and his tremendous Barry Sanders record-threatening season and breaking others. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think the Giants, no matter how bad it looked yesterday and how bad it got yesterday, I think the G-men are going to stand pat. I don't think they're bouncing anybody, and I know that's going to cause a lot of people to be upset. But right now, it's about not embarrassing yourself and making sure you get that first overall pick so you can grind tape on Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward and say, which one is it going to be? Is it going to be the kid in Cam Ward who said at that Heisman Trophy ceremony, basically, you know, I'm all about football, and what, he's just going to go live in some spot in some fill-in-the-blank township and any exit between, 12 and 16 off the turnpike, some beautiful spot. You're never going to see me out and about. And I'm just going to grind tape and get in that playbook. Or another kid who's going to grind tape and get in the playbook, but also be out there throwing a pass in the streets with Malik Nabers, who is sitting to the left of Wheezy, and to his right was his dad. So. All right, he was sitting between Wheezy and Deion Sanders, and I got the directions wrong. But Shador, is he the next Giants guy?
Oh,
or is it Cam Ward is the next Giants guy? Because that's all it is. I understand everybody wants Brian Daboll out. I would tell you what, Brian Daboll would be an excellent choice for any new quarterback that's coming in. Daniel Jones wasn't his, and he made Daniel Jones into something for a year, and then, you know, that straw, that gold turned back into straw. It wasn't his doing. That's the next thing for the Giants. And as for the Jets. Oh, boy.
Rich.
Great win.
It was a great win for the Jets. No doubt about it. Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams got in the hot tub time machine. I know they got a pool there in Jacksonville, but they turned that hot tub time machine into yet another moment for them. And it had to be great for them, by the way. Two guys that are going to the Hall of Fame, and part of the reason why is how well they play together in Green Bay. For Rodgers and Davante Adams to be able to turn back the clock for a day, 9 catches, 198 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Davante Adams. And they passed Drew Brees and Marcus Colston with a 73rd pass touchdown connection, 7th most in the history of the NFL. Again, had to be great for them. And that's wonderful. And all I could think of is maybe it's the same way I felt watching Frank Gore score a touchdown for the Jets that cost him a high draft choice. Unless, because at the time I knew Frank's not part of the future, unless Rodgers is part of the future. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. He doesn't know. And nobody knows. Because whoever the next general manager is ain't in the building. And you're reading about our friend Louis Riddick, who's calling a game tonight on ESPN with Orlovsky and Fowler between the Falcons and the Raiders. Could it be him? You're hearing John Robinson. I know, or I spoke to a couple of Jets fans who are like, let's get the guy. So the guy who said, I'm not paying A.J. Brown, send him to Philadelphia for a draft choice that cost him his job in Tennessee. That's the guy you're going to entrust to paying Garrett Wilson? Really? Fair or not. Weird choice. Could be the right one. Never know. You're reading all about that. Don't know who the next coach is going to be. Although, I did see over the weekend, Diana Russini of The Athletic, she reported, of all the people to knock on the Jets' door to see, are you interested? Check this box. Pass the little note. Do you think I might be a fit? Well, as a guy who I thought needed a very warm place to freeze over before he would even countenance the idea of taking a job with the Jets, Bill Belichick.
I have no explanation for what happened.
Diane Russini tweeted out that Belichick had somebody in his camp reach out to the Jets to gather interest before he took the job at North Carolina. I read that and I thought to myself, who in the Jets front office wanted that known? Because I'll tell you who didn't leak it. Anybody in Bill's camp, if this is in fact the case, and what did I see Connor Orr of Sports Illustrated confirmed it, right?
Connor Hughes,
pardon me.
Covers the
My
Jets.
Bad. Connor Hughes covers the Jets.
Yeah.
Confirmed that Belichick reached out. Connor Hughes wrote, this is going to be thorough, the coaching search. They understand they have to get this right. You'll see them talk to assistants, those with experience when timing permits. They even want to make a decision after talking to all, identifying the perfect candidate, not going to be rash or knee-jerk hiring process. They're going to do this the right way. I can guarantee you this. If Bill did do this, and it's been confirmed, I couldn't think of a more excommunicable offense than leaking out that he was interested in the Jets after he signed with the Tar Heels.
Convenient timing.
And all I could think of when I saw that was if Bill twitched in their direction, because I said here, the best pro job for Bill would be a spot where things are so bad, the owner's just going to hand over everything saying, you fix it, you install your culture, because the way we're doing it here has not worked. Where you could also get a high draft choice for a new quarterback, young, and a bridge quarterback that I think Bill respects Aaron Rodgers, right? Defensive players all over the map, mm-hmm. young players all over the map that you can win with on the spot. It's just that you would never work for the Jets because he hates him. I'm not telling any tales out of school.
I mean, he literally took a shot at them every single week on all of his outlets.
I wouldn't be surprised that he did, in fact, reach out to them because it's a job that's perfect for him. He could install whoever he wants. They would hand the whole damn thing over to him and say, figure it out. And, you know, the Jets clearly had no intention of hiring him, because if they did, they have a job open right now. I would have fell all over him as fast as North Carolina did. Go for it. Why would you let him walk to North Carolina if he was interested? Unless you just want to let everyone know, we're going to be diligent. Hey, Jets fans, we're on this thing in a way that you might think we're not. But this time, we're really on it. It made it seem like that scene from Curb where Larry David reached for the door open button on the elevator with no intention of actually holding the door for whoever was too late to the elevator for him to wait for.
Like you do.
Correct. Maybe that's why it reminded me of it. It's like, Jet fans, you want Belichick? You know, we were thinking of holding that button. Closed. He's in North Carolina.
Sorry.
Gone.
What are you supposed to do with that information other than the fact that, hey, you know, our job's of such great interest. You think our job's not of such great interest. I was thinking to myself, why would that be out there? Bill's already gone. He clearly is not coming. He's not going anywhere.
I thought to make Bill look bad. We don't want him anymore. He's washed up. The NFL doesn't want him. No. Go off to college, old man.
No, I don't think that's what it was. I think that they're our job is so good. Bill was interested. He went off to Carolina.
He's been crapping on them all season.
Maybe so.
And they're just trying to make him look bad.
I don't know. Either way, I just thought it was weird.
Well, it's a Jets thing to do.
And now we're wondering what's next. They got the Rams coming in. Man, the last time, I think Frank Gore, speaking of, wasn't Frank Gore who scored against the Rams?
He did.
Yeah, there you go. That cost them Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Not saying they could have gotten Trevor Lawrence had they lost to the Jaguars, but you know, with how everything is so tightly wrapped now, you can go from first overall on the clock to ninth overall on the clock if you win one game. But it's more than just that. That it's just been a horrible season. And I, again, I don't blame Rodgers for saying, screw it. As long as you're going to start me and I got Devontae Adams right there, I'm going to turn back the clock. And now it's going to be Rodgers versus Stafford. What better way to just say, I'm still around. I'm still here. Who wants me next year if they don't want me here anymore? He'll use the next three Sundays as a job audition. Certainly when he's going against Stafford, Josh Allen, and Tua.
I think you go to Tennessee next year?
I don't know. I have no idea. That's for another day down the road. I just thought it was just like, what's the point of letting us know that Bill Belichick was interested in us? And I'll tell you what, just in case it wasn't the Jets, and I can't imagine, I'm wondering if the mole hunt is on right now in Chapel Bill, North Carolina. Like, no way out for somebody in his organization. There's no way out. They're going to find him. That Polaroid is going to come back, man.
That's funny.
They want them all.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, we'll talk about the Ravens now that I got off on another New York sports jag. At least I didn't go in on Juan Soto, which went everywhere over the weekend.
Your hatred?
Yeah, no, my hatred. Just
deserve it.
No. The New York papers picked up me being all upset that Soto believes it's a Mets town.
Mm-hmm. Mets.
Yeah. And then you brought up my prom night, and then you baited me into talking about it.
What else am I here for?
I would think just, you know, excellent sports talk and conversation and just your personality. And
you can get that sport talk from here. I think I'm here to just for those.
Oh, is that right?
You know, just to add a little levity.
Okay. Well, I can't wait till we come back from our break to see what Carl Anthony Towns has cooked up for you. You are your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online. No med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. So get a free quote now at tryethos.com. That's TRYETHOS.com. 844-204-RICH, number to dial, talking Ravens, Steelers, and more when we come back. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time, only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details. And another thing.
And another.
Seriously. Well, I don't know why it was so surprising to, for me to say that to defend New York City as a Yankees town over a Mets town. I don't understand it. Seriously.
I mean.
Anybody who steps foot in that town knows it. The minute you walk off the plane, even in LaGuardia, when you're around the corner from the old Shea spot in City Field, you know it.
I think in my guy Juan's defense, and the amount of time that he's been associated with New York,
my guy Juan,
It wasn't even a Mets town last year.
The Mets beat the Yankees four times in the Subway Series.
Okay.
The Yankees for his services. So the way he's looking at it, and I don't know him, I'm just guessing, that's how he's looking at it as a Mets town. He's never lost to the Yankees since he's been in New York.
One team went to the World Series and the other didn't.
That's correct.
That's fine. But like
I don't know why you're making me defend the Yankees.
Well, you should. That's great. You should just stay out of it. And you could just stay out of it and agree with me that he's never lost to the Yankees. So maybe that's how he was looking at it.
Who's never lost to the Yankees?
I mean, the Mets haven't lost to the Yankees since he's been in New York, is what I'm saying.
In a series.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
In the 1 year.
In which the Yankees won their league's championship. True. And the Mets did not.
But when they went up against the Mets, they lost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Four times.
And that's why he switched, is he walked around town. He stuck his finger in the air and he got the sense, having lived in that town from all of March through October, before changing his phone number so none of his teammates could reach out to him.
Oh, they weren't anyway.
Okay. Yeah. And so he lived all the way from March to November. He was able to get the sense, you know what? I'm going to go to the team that everyone likes here more than the one that I'm currently on. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with getting a penny more.
It was more than a penny, but...
Oh, I know. You know, oh, I know that. Penny. It was a suite, too.
That, yeah.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Yeah, Juan Soto apparently started reaching out to his Yankee teammates after being introduced as a new Met. So, no, he owed his teammates nothing.
Nothing.
And he owed the Yankees nothing.
He helped get them to the World Series.
Well, I think he owed the Yankees the right for them to be heard, and he gave them that.
Yeah.
And then going out the door, mention how it's a Mets town.
It is now.
Uh-huh. New York's a Mets town. I need to write that down so I can remember that. If I was still shaving every day, I would put it on my mirror so I could see it and remember it.
Have Susie write it down on lipstick on the mirror.
No, she doesn't need to do that. It's okay.
It's a Mets town.
Wow. In orange.
She knows. She understands. She knows it's a Yankees town. Mm-hmm. She knows it. Get out of here.
Here's a better question. Has it ever been a Mets town?
1986, it wasn't a Mets town.
1969 and 86.
It wasn't a Mets town in 1986.
Sure,
let me answer the Statue of Liberty had the 100th anniversary. That was more town.
Let me answer
New York.
Let me answer.
Go ahead, Rich. I'm sorry.
It's never been a Mets town, Chris. In the same way, Chicago's never been a White Sox town, to be straight up. And Los Angeles has never been an Angels town. It's never been a Clippers town here in Los Angeles. It's never been a Nets town in New York.
Or New Jersey. They played there.
Well, I mean,
no, they played there.
Straight up.
I respect people like that more. He could have stayed with it. Sure, that's the glitz. That's the glamour. Right. That's history. Maybe he wants to go here and build something. I mean, legitimately, all joking aside, I can respect that.
How's that working for Kawhi?
It's not working well, but you have to still respect the fact that he wanted to do it and take the chance. Like,
I guess.
That's what life's about. You know?
Yeah.
Think about if Kawhi just goes to the Lakers. Everyone's just going to crap on him. Oh, you took the easy
New
way
York
out.
Is not a Jets town either.
No.
There are pockets of Jets fandom. There are some, you know, the Jets and have a bunch of diehards, as do, you know, Clippers, I guess. I haven't met many Nets fans outside of Kyrie Irving.
Rangers, Yankees, Knicks, Giants.
No, I mean, Long Island is Islanders country.
Of course, but I'm talking about as a whole.
Please.
That's it. Those are the four.
In New York City. It's just, it is that, and that's the end of it. I mean, the Yankees have been around, you know, for over 100 years. The Mets were born in 62 and were lovable losers until 69. They had a flash in 73. Then they started becoming good again in the 80s. They won it in 86. They had some flashes then after that, but enough. Enough. I've made my point. Enjoy Juan Soto. Go and win those championships and build it into a Mets town. Let's see how that works. You're going to have to win multiple times, certainly in the next 15 years.
That seems
certainly
doable.
If you get your polar bear back, too, as everybody's talking
Let's
about.
Let's go. I'm just saying, a lot of sour grapes from the Yankees fans. That's all.
The Baltimore Ravens, who are they?
Woo.
Are they Super Bowl contenders? Yes.
For sure.
Okay.
They got the quarterback.
More than that. They got the running back. They've got some wide receivers. They've got some of the best wide receivers they've ever had, I would think, in terms of a group. I know everybody thinks Rashad Bateman's not going to the Pro Bowl, but he keeps catching touchdowns, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Zay Flowers, two tight ends, multiple running backs. Oh, yeah. They got some good players on defense, and they've got a coach that I think might be in the Hall of Fame one day. John Harbaugh's been around quite some time. He gets another championship. Who are they? Are they a team that can stub their toe and lose on any given Sunday like they did against Vegas? Cleveland? Right? I guess. Can they put it together and go on a run and win it all? Well, everybody's looking at the Bills right now.
I'd be pretty surprised.
And the Chiefs? You would be, huh?
Yeah.
You would be, huh? Walking out of Arrowhead on opening night. Did you think that?
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Come on, that was 4 months ago, and the first 4 weeks of the NFL season or the preseason anyway.
Lamar was a problem for the Giants yesterday, and anybody going against him in fantasy. That's for damn sure. What a terrible matchup that was for you if you're going against him in fantasy. Five touchdowns, dude. Got it done. Got it done. Took care of business. Wasn't even close. Most games in NFL history now with five or more passing touchdowns and four or less incompletions. Let me just repeat that. Once again, in the NFL, he's now got three games in which he has more passing touchdowns than incompletions, and the passing touchdowns are five or more. The other guys who have had two apiece, this is a great category. I don't think you've ever figured this, you'd ever guessed this. The other ones are named Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, and Lynn Dickey. Pre-Favre Packers, Lynn Dickey, everybody. In terms of all-time games with five or more passing touchdowns and no interceptions, he's got six of those now. And the two guys he trails with eight are named Brady and Brees. Brady had his sixth such game at age 40. Brees had his sixth such game at 34. Jackson turns 28 next month. And it wasn't even a day for Derrick Henry to do his thing. Although he needs 24 more rush yards to get 11,000 in his career. One more rushing touchdown, he would be tied for seventh most in NFL history with John Riggins. Okay. They beat up on the Giants.
Yeah,
and I know you're like,
they don't get much credit for me for blowing out and running up the score on a high school team who's trying to lose.
What about beating the Steelers at home this weekend? What do you think?
Coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll judge them after that.
Well, guess what? If that happens, they'll be tied atop the division with two to go. So after all of this, where they lost in Pittsburgh, they lost to Philadelphia, they lost to Cleveland, they started 0-2, they might win the division anyway.
Yeah, their bye week came at a kind of a good time.
You know? What do you think, TJ?
About the Ravens?
Yeah.
Look, man, any given Sunday, like you said, I think they are legitimate. I think this is the best, much like people say this is the best Josh Allen team. I think for sure this is Lamar's best offense ever, right? He's never had this collection of receivers. Obviously never had a Derrick Henry. Defense isn't as good as it has been traditionally, but yeah.
So the problem is, here's the Ravens' problem. Is you take a look at their schedule, which we did. They have some winnable games for themselves, right, coming up. The problem is their tie breaks in division. That would be the issue, right? Because you take a look at the NFL standings. Make sure I get this right. I should have figured it out beforehand, but whatever. We're all hanging out together. Where are we all going? You take a look at their schedule, and they're 5-4.
Yeah, they win
in
the
conference.
They have the tiebreak over Denver with the head-to-head.
But the problem is, again, is they're 5-4 in conference. That's no bueno.
And that's pretty average. It's the same as Denver, same as the Chargers. Indy and Miami have five wins.
Right. Okay.
But the teams ahead of them, I mean, Pittsburgh's 7-2 in conference. So if they're all even,
that's a problem.
That's a problem.
They're going to have to hope Pittsburgh loses to Kansas City and then they win out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, but man, it could happen. It's really reasonable.
Any given Sunday, it could be one of those Lamar days on you. That's what they need to hope for. And then Derrick Henry runs you over. And then Roquan makes a play. And Kyle Hamilton makes a play. And those four up front make a play. Justin Tucker makes the kicks. And they can win it all. You'd have to include Baltimore in the category of they can win it all, right? You have to. Don't you?
Absolutely.
You do, but he needs, you have to. You can't sit here and say they can't. That you can't do.
Lamar hasn't been great in the playoffs. They have the fifth best odds, so yeah, they're among the top five teams that can win it all. But would I be kind of surprised if they did? Yeah, I think so. They're not as good as Kansas City, Philly, Detroit, or Buffalo, that's for sure.
Yeah, the Ravens are 5-4 in conference. They'd be tied in division.
I don't know if they're as good as the Vikings, to be honest.
The Ravens?
Yeah.
Boy, we'd have to see it.
Vikings are better on defense.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Here's what John Harbaugh had to say. Who is he commenting on? Is he commenting on Lamar here? Okay, here we go.
He just had a great game. He's been locked in. He's been locked in all season. He was locked in all week. He's on the guys, meetings, walkthroughs, everything. Just keeping it about football, you know, and getting the football right. I feel like all the guys are like that. The guys came back this last week, Monday, and they were ready to go. They were full of energy. You could tell that they wanted to get back to it. And I think they felt like, man, you know, this is okay. We got nothing else to do. Last week proved it. Let's go do some football. And they took the Giants seriously. The Giants are a serious football team, and it's a really good win for us.
I don't know, man. I think everybody's lost track of the Ravens. We're all looking at the bright, shiny object in Western New York, the Chiefs being the two-time defending champs. I think people have lost the hailing distance of the Ravens.
I will say I do really like the way Lamar has improved as a passer in the last few years. He only has 3 interceptions right now. He's got 34 touchdowns and only 3 picks.
Chris, I think that comes
He's got a 120 passer rating. He's really made himself better as a passer.
Yeah,
I think really that should be commended, you know, the way he's done that over the last few years.
It can go down a strength of victory between the Ravens and the Steelers. Because if the Ravens win this game, they could potentially be tied in winning percentage of your head-to-head, and then within the division, and then within common games. The Ravens are 5-3 against common opponents with no games remaining between the Ravens and the Steelers. In terms of common opponents, this is outside of the division, right? The only one that the Ravens have played that the Steelers have not are the Chiefs. And so if the Chiefs win that one, they're tied in winning common games, winning percentage in conference games. The Ravens are 5-4 with 3 games remaining, and that the Steelers' games against the Texans and Browns would be crucial. And then it goes down to strength of victory, where the 8 teams that they have beaten together have a combined winning percentage of 5-16 for the Ravens, and the Steelers' mark is down to just 42%. That might be it. That's their path. Man, it's coming down to the final 3 games, and it starts this weekend. If the Steelers win it, though, that's the end of that. That would be all she wrote. Steelers got to go into Baltimore and do it. Have we heard about T.J. Watt's foot injury? Have we heard about this leg injury? Have we heard about this yet?
No. Looked like an ankle he was holding.
Dude, that guy was absolutely... Well, it actually looks like he's... I don't know if it's holding the bottom of his foot here
or
what.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if he was a heel or an ankle. As it happened.
He was typically absolutely everywhere. And they punched out... He punched out a ball on Jalen Hurts. And
he said after
and then
the
another
game,
one, it looked like he... I don't know how Hurts held onto a ball either.
He said after the game the x-rays were negative.
That's good. That's good. They think it's a low ankle for T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Which is much better than the dreaded high ankle. I'll tell you what,
buddy.
Set
him out, too.
This offense looks different without George Pickens, doesn't it?
Big time. That's why
they are missing that kid.
That's kind of why I picked the Eagles yesterday. I mean, they're different. They're different without Pickens, when he's not in the game.
That kid's a major. That's the difference maker.
Yeah.
right? Without him? I mean, Russ misses that chunk play without him. Mm-hmm. That's for damn sure. Mm-hmm. They got to get him back. That hamstring injury. But the Steelers are in the tournament. They clinched a playoff spot because the Dolphins and the Colts both lost. And you take a look at the Steelers making the playoffs, they are going to be one of those tough outs. If Russ can just keep making those chunk plays, man. Russell Wilson has 286 passing yards over the last 2 weeks. And total. And he averaged 271 per game in his first starts with Pickens in it. That's the guy. Right? That's the guy. And then the rush game suffers. Just 56 rushing yards. Their first game all year where they had fewer than 90. 90 was their low watermark. Just 6 carries for 14 rush yards for Najee, who had a terrible ball. It just like bounced right off his chest on a pitch. And that changed the tenor of the game.
Yeah, for sure.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. Did you see Tomlin wave off the official who told him that the set two in the back of the end zone where everyone was pushing and shoving wound up with just two penalties, and not both offsetting. They were both on the Steelers. I texted the group saying, how the hell were there no Eagles flagged for that?
I saw another view. Someone from the front row was filming that.
Yes.
And whoever the Eagles dude was threw two punches.
James Darnell Washington,
who's like 6'8".
He threw someone out of the club, right?
Yeah. Well, he just drove him through the end zone.
Reminded me? Yeah. I didn't text Daniel Jeremiah because he was, you know, busy working, calling the Chargers radio call locally. It reminded me of when Washington Darnell hit the tackling sled in the combine that people were barely moving, like a yard here, a yard there. But he took it like 20 yards down the field.
Yeah, that's angle.
As DJ calls it, Fred the sled.
Fred the sled.
Yeah, and so it reminded me, he treated a player like Fred the Sled.
Rich, he pushed him the whole way through. I can understand, but looking back at Chris, why the guy punched him. Because he was so helpless.
So helpless. He was kind of just holding him in the back of the end zone, and then he kind of broke free. But both flags were on Pittsburgh.
Did you see Tomlin calmly receive the information from the side judge who was explaining to him what was about to come? And did you see he waved his hand? And I think he said, GTFO my face.
Yes.
And walked away.
You are 1,000,000,000% correct.
Did I read those lips correctly?
Videos everywhere. He's like...
And he didn't get flagged for that.
I really hope that's on Hard Knocks tomorrow.
Has to be.
GTFO my face, he said to the sergeant.
That's awesome.
I don't blame him. Those two moments were the biggest ones because the Eagles turned it over and the Steelers had it on their right inside the five. Mm-hmm. That play happened. Then they wound up getting 15, had to rely on Chris Boswell, who's been terrific this year.
Amazing.
38 field goals this season.
Dolphin says, get the F away from me.
is that what he says?
Yeah, that's what he says. And then does the...
Yeah.
The universal hand sign as such.
But they're in the tournament. They're back. And I would say this. They're not
in there. You haven't seen that yet?
No. And then, by the way, God bless this side judge. He's just like, all right. And then walks away.
I will, in fact, GTFO your face.
I will do that.
I will get out of your face.
That's great.
That's what I will do. You have requested it. I will accede to your request, sir. I don't think that's what they said to one another, but...
You think he knew that Tomlin was in the right?
And I don't know, but if you haven't seen this...
I've seen that play multiple times. I have no idea how that wasn't an offsetting penalty, and let's go back to playing football. Yeah. Instead, it was 15 on the Steelers, which was crucial. They did not score a touchdown there, and then the ball bounced off of Najee's chest right into the Eagles. That's when it was really going.
Yeah, that was pretty much
a wrap. You get punched and you get a penalty. Figure that out.
But like I said, the Steelers are in it. And it's not like the last times the Steelers were in it, which was barely getting in as the seventh seed. Just eking out another
over 500
season for their coach. This one is a lot more real for you Steelers fans, I would say. And it could be a home game. and it would be a home game potentially against, it could be the Ravens, it could be the Broncos, and it could be the Chargers. And I would proffer to say that those setups could put you in the divisional round. Like, this is real for the Steelers. I just need TJ. I need TJ Watt healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I need Pickens healthy.
And Pickens. You need both those guys.
Okay. That's the way they're coming out of this game in Philadelphia.
Another case where I think TJ should probably sit out a week.
But,
against the Ravens?
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, but look, no. What's more important, having him for week 16 or having him for week 19?
Well, I mean, having him for week 19 when you're on the road as opposed to beating the Steelers and getting in, I don't know. They'll clearly be smart about it, but you'd have to be tempted. If he says, I can go, you have to be tempted to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Rich, he's going to say he can go regardless.
Here's what you can do. You can win it, and then I know Netflix doesn't want to hear it. If you win this game, you win your division, then let him sit out for 2 weeks. Mm, then true. You sit him. If he can go. Take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial right here on this busy Monday edition. Let's talk game time, people, and the holiday season. Game time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that, too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/westwood1.
When I said I wanted to bring a guest on, I'm like, well, I want to bring on who I wanted to be when I was a kid, and that was an offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I've been fortunate enough to get to know Mitchell and know what a good guy he is and what a great player he is. So I wanted to share this moment with the right tackle for the Chiefs, my favorite football team. Not that I need to tell anybody that.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I got to know him, I guess, at the end of last year, and we hit it off right away. We both like food. We have a lot of shared interests. He asked me where I got my meat, and we go to the same meat guy.
He goes to the same butcher here in Kansas City. I said, serious question, though, Mitch, where do you buy your meat in Kansas City? He's like, oh, this place called Bicklemeyer's. And I'm like, okay, you're in. You're good.
So, because I know how seriously you take your Kansas City food.
Yeah.
You guys go to the same butcher here.
We do, yeah.
In the city.
Yeah. Which so, is... I mean, when I got here, I like to cook. I was confined to an apartment in my previous life. When I got here, I got a house, got a whole backyard set up. I mean, this guy's got the greatest backyard setup you could ever imagine for cooking. And he's sending me videos all the time, different stuff to try. And
The text exchange between me and him and some of his other offensive linemen that are into smoking is hilarious. Like, one night I put a brisket on, and it was like we were kind of coordinating with the time difference of putting a brisket on around the same time. And I woke up to check my brisket and texted Mitch at 4 in the morning LA time, which was Kansas City 6 a.m. time. And I told Lindsay, my girlfriend, I'm like, I texted Mitchell Schwartz in the middle of the night about a brisket. Like, what
and
is
I
going
responded.
On?
You responded. For no reason, I was up at that exact time, and we were, because I was doing a brisket the next night, so we kind of throw ideas off each other, see what we do. I think he was doing like a 24-hour,
oh, yeah,
super slow, it got all jiggly and gooey, and the bark was perfect.
All of our Eric Stone Street appearances on our YouTube channel. The unexpected can happen at any time. You need to think about things like life insurance in advance, and Ethos makes it easy as 1, 2, 3. Just choose your coverage, apply in minutes, get covered in real time, no medical exam at all. Just answer a few simple health questions, and you're on your way with up to $2 million of term life protection with policies starting as low as $2 a day. Ethos is approving over 2,000 families a day for life insurance protection. All online, all hassle-free. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. In life, you don't want to be the guy after the guy. You want to be the guy who's after the guy who's after the guy. You just don't want to do it, if you can avoid it. Very few people can succeed being the guy after the guy. I mean, one of the only few people who's the guy after the guy I've seen succeed, for instance, Drew Carey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good one. Or a Packers quarterback.
Oh, that's another one.
Contend to.
Don't want to be that. Rodgers and Love have seemingly succeeded the guy after the guy.
They follow Don Majkowski, like, greatly.
Andrew Luck was pretty good.
How about how about following Tom Brady in Tampa, Florida? You want to be that guy after the guy? Certainly, no. If it's just like, oh, well, you know what? Tom's leaving. We'll give Baker a shot. Well, Baker Mayfield, everybody. Look at what Baker Mayfield is doing. Certainly when Mike Evans went down with a hamstring injury after Chris Godwin went down for the season. Good luck, Buccaneers. Well, look at him now. Baker Mayfield, in his first season after Brady, got the team to the playoffs and won a playoff game, bounced the Eagles, put a scare in the Lions, followed that up by getting pizzayed, and all he's done is has this team, after being swept by the Falcons in first place, no matter what the Falcons do tonight with three games to go, and has set a new career high for passing touchdowns in a season with four more yesterday on the Chargers' top scoring defense, giving up only 15.6 points per game. Baker had four more yesterday, missed on only five passes, five incompletions, four touchdowns. Hey, now.
He's been awesome this year.
He is now has multiple games of 80% completion percentage or better with four passing touchdowns in a season. Multiple games. The other quarterbacks in the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who have done that are, let me get the list, nobody. He's the first. And that run game, man, 223 on the ground. This Bucky Irving, dude, and Rashad White.
Beasts.
Yeah. Right? The defense was all over it. Jalen McMillan. Nobody talks about this rookie wide receiver. Now we are. Okay, we see you, Tampa Bay. And we were talking about it all year long, about how they are going to finish up and what their schedule looks like. We'll get to that in a second, but first, Baker friggin' Mayfield. Hit it.
Complete team complimentary football. I mean, special teams is obviously, it was a huge part today. Chase was obviously 100%. Defense stepping up in a huge way when we weren't hitting our stride yet. And just, that's what it's all about, is team football. And football is the greatest team sport in the world. So our team, you know, grasps that and understands that we have to play together. So it's obviously at this time of the year, that's the most important part.
Well, he also, it's helpful to have a guy that, you know, on your team who's going to be joining a team in Canton, Ohio one day. Mike Evans is playing some of the best football of his career. Guys, kept talking about the Bucs. I mean, the Packers is that team you don't want to face in the playoffs. If you face them, what about the Buccaneers at home? Let's go.
And Mike Evans has a chance to keep the streak alive. You know, he missed a few games early in the year. TJ, and you're like, man, is he going to get the 1,000 yards? Only needs 251 yards over the last three games to get to 1,000.
Well, yeah, hit 159 yesterday. 159 yesterday. Seventh career game with 150 better yards receiving and two or better touchdowns receiving. That's the fourth most in NFL history behind Tyreek Hill, Don Maynard, and Jerry Rice. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers finishing up in Dallas on Monday night, and then two home games, Carolina and New Orleans. If I'm Atlanta right now, I'm like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
We had them right where we wanted them when we won in week eight, and we won in week five. Week five, week eight, we had them dead to rights. Week eight, they were just 4-3, already having been swept by us, and we were on our way to being 6-3, and now, uh-oh. They better win tonight in Vegas, that's for sure. And even if they do, they just gotta win out and hope the Bucs slip up at Dallas. I know Dallas is playing better.
Hey, we're on fire.
Home against Carolina and New Orleans. No, boy. How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They might win the division again. Baker would be 2-for-2 winning the division after Tom Brady leaves.
I predicted him to win it.
You did?
I did.
The man after the man. You don't want to be the guy after the guy, but Baker Mayfield is pretty damn comfortable doing that, planting his flag. That's my boy.
The first child.
That'll wrap up this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We will chat again on Tuesday. Enjoy the Monday night doubleheader. I'll be on Westwood One shortly for that.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.